He had just made the acquaintance of a group of citizens when an invisible dog began to yelp and snarl and howl and make himself very comprehensively disagreeable, whereupon young Wilson said, much as one who is thinking aloud, "I wish I owned half of that dog."
"Why?"
somebody asked. "Because I would kill my half." The group searched his face with curiosity, with anxiety even, but found no light there, no expression that they could read. They fell away from him as from something uncanny, and went into privacy to discuss him. One said,
"'Pears to be a fool."
"'Pears," said another, "is, I reckon you better say."
"Said he wished he owned half of the dog, the idiot,"
said a third.
"What did he reckon would become of the other half if he killed his half? Do you reckon he thought it would live?"
"Why, he must have thought it, unless he used it."
"I'm with you, gentlemen. Perfect jackass. Yes, and it ain't going too far to say he is a pudd'nhead. If he ain't a pudd'nhead, I ain't no judge, that's all.